John, Hitachi Data Systems over the last several years have established some very significant relationships with the large IT providers in the marketplace. Can you spend a couple of minutes and walk through some of those relationships with us?
Yeah, sure, Tom. We have some very strategic relationships. I'll use Microsoft as an example. We've spent a lot of time with Microsoft in their engineering labs, in their demo centers, building solutions around the Microsoft applications where we both create value and integrate cleanly into their environments. We've done the same thing with VMware. We're releasing a platform this year called UCP, the Unified Compute Platform, which will be storage, server, networking, all integrated into a package that is tightly integrated into the VMware management stack. So we've picked solution partners where we can complement each other, where we have open collaboration, and we can deliver value. Another examples would be SAP with HANA or Cisco and Brocade with the networking gear. So we've got some very tight relationships, and I think we can deliver solutions that are best in class for the market with them.
There are clearly the companies you mentioned, which are mainstay companies in the IT marketplace today. There are hundreds, if not thousands, could be millions, but at least thousands of startup companies that are out there developing new technology, et cetera. How do you address all the companies that are on the edge of bringing something significant to the market?
Well, we actually have a pretty detailed process working with our business alliance and development team where we look for gaps in our own portfolio and where there are market demands we can't meet. And we look for partners in those spaces to fill those gaps. We're cautious about taking third-party products, especially from smaller companies, into at our traditional data center customers, which are most of them are very security conscious, they're very reliability conscious, and they have their own vetting process. So I think we've done a very good job of making sure whatever partnership we have is sustainable, adds value to our end customers, and that we can support it long term. It is a challenge. The market is moving faster than I've ever seen it move in the past. So we have to be forward thinking, but also deliver well-engineered solutions for the market.
Are there, as you look at technologies being developed either by Microsoft and a host of other companies or the startups, are there any surprises that you've seen over the last 18 months, 2 years, that will lead to something significantly different in the next 18 months or 2 years?
That's a good question. I think the biggest change in the market, the two things that have changed the market, one is on the technology front, and the other is probably on the consumption front, on the buying behavior. Obviously, the server virtualization piece and taking that technology and then applying it to different market segments via how do we consolidate server and storage, how do we integrate the management stacks top to bottom has been a dramatic impact on the market. VMware, Red Hat with KVM, Microsoft with Hyper-V, that has been the enabler for what I'd call the server cloud or the compute cloud architectures. So that's been probably the biggest change. We're seeing a lot of movement now in solid state. We're seeing a lot of movement in data analytics. The adoption of the Web 2.0 architectures. I'd say if you look at where Hadoop came from, it was really the Web 2.0 guys trying to solve problems that traditional IT vendors did not. So that's going to be one of the things as you look at what does the open source movement do? How do you adopt it? How do you leverage it? And how do you implement these sort of technologies into your IT roadmaps going forward?